making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So I actually saw this on a few people's feeds last night after kind of show prepping. But did you hear about the Detroit funeral home that says EMTs brought a woman to them that was still alive?
Holy cow!
Her family called 911 Sunday morning. Southfield Fire Crew EMT said they found a 20-year-old unconscious and not breathing. They declared her dead after 30 minutes of CPR.
She was only 20?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think she's still alive too. Detroit Local 4 News reports sources say police allegedly saw the woman move and breathe as her body was being loaded for transport to the funeral home, but EMTs dismissed it as a reflex from medication that they had administered, which makes sense, right? However, upon the arrival of James H. Cole home for funerals, staff found her still very much alive and breathing and immediately called EMS back, who then transported her back to the hospital. Her condition as of Monday afternoon is kind of unknown right now, and so I need to do some follow-ups for the 9 o'clock hour to see if she's still awake and breathing.
Can you imagine they put her in the coffin already? She's like, what is happening?
I think I've heard of stories like that before where people were at the actual funeral, someone was laying in the casket, and then they just sat up.
Oh, God.
I think I've heard two different stories before. I don't know. I need to look this up. I think one of them, the person was actually alive, and then the other one was just a reflex. They were dead, but it was just a replay. Don't quote me on it. I think I need to look that one up. But I believe I did hear
something. I literally would have a heart attack. I'd be the next one in the casket.
So there was a lot of Zoom outages yesterday. Zoom is the video conferencing app that everybody's been using for their work meetings, for schools.
Yep.
It's kind of defined 2020.
Right.
By the way, what happened to Skype? Zoom kind of came out of nowhere.
Right.
Skype we were using in the early 2000s.
Can Skype do more than one person at a time?
Maybe I believe so.
Oh.
I believe it has all the capabilities. I don't know. The company says that users have reported unable to start or join Zoom meetings and webinars or visit the U.S. website. It has mainly happened. The main problems have been on the East Coast, and the company has said that they have pinpointed what the problem is and they're working on it. So if you go into today's meetings for your workplace and you can't get in, just be like, well, I guess we're having the day off. Thanks, Zoom.
So a California firefighter was robbed while fighting a blaze in Santa Cruz.
I saw this.
Someone broke into the firefighter's vehicle, stole his wallet, drained his bank account. Last week, 5 people were arrested for looting homes that were evacuated in Santa Cruz County. Police are still investigating the wallet theft.
Why can't we all just be decent?
Right.
Just be decent.
Guys out saving lives, and that's what you're doing. Okay. Yeah. If you are a big fan of fall, you'll be happy to know that the pumpkin spice latte is officially at Starbucks. And I didn't discover it until I'd already ordered mine. So I have to get mine tomorrow. It's pretty early. It's never been this early. I think last year it was September 1st or at least the end of August.
Well, people gotta, get some happiness,
Exactly. Pumpkin anything makes me happy.
I mean, if we run Christmas in October this year, I won't be too mad at it.
Truth,
you know?
Right?
Just need some happiness in 2020.
And finally, if you had to be stranded somewhere because of the worldwide pandemic, Aruba wouldn't be so bad. One retired Belgian couple's trip to Aruba was extended from 3 weeks to 6 months.
Wow.
They are just getting back. They've been trying. They tried 5 attempts to get flights back to Belgium with no success. They were able to stay with friends in Aruba while they were stuck. 170 days later, they finally made it back home and are currently quarantining just in time for their daughter's wedding, which is happening on September 5th.
Wow. Lucky them.
Right?
That sounds cool.
Oh, this is so bad.
But also, where do they work that they get 3 weeks in a row?
They're retired.
Retired.
They're retired, yeah.
I guess I'm just
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.